Just at that moment, Krishna's chariot reached Brajabhumi. As soon as Krishna arrived in Vraj, he jumped down from his chariot. Yogamaya was manifesting another lila. As if by providential arrangement, Krishna appeared there in Niduvan, where Radharani was lying as if dead. Krishna ran there, and from his mouth the words were coming, Radhe, Radhe, Dehi Para Palavam Udharam. O Radhe, please give me the dust of your lotus feet. I want to put that dust upon my head. Krishna is shouting in that way. Such a wonderful lila was manifest. Krishna, feeling the acute pangs of separation from Radha, became completely ecstatic. His hands and legs were pushed into the body. He became like a tortoise. This is the form of Jagannath. With big, dilated eyes, he was only gazing at Radha, who was lying there in the kunj, as if dead. Seeing her condition, he lost his consciousness and fell to the ground. In that form, he is feeling acute pangs of separation from Radha. That is the form of Jagannath. Radha Bhava Sindure Basamana. As if he is a log of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Bhav. The breezes from the Jamuna were blowing over the transcendental body of Krishna. When those breezes touched the body of Radha, who was just about to die, it acted like a soothing balm. Radharani's life returned immediately. In a very sweet voice, Srimati Lalita whispered into the ear of Radha,
Radhe, Krishna has come.
When she heard this, Radharani gradually opened her eyes to see her Pranvalabha, most beloved Krishna. This was the medicine by which she regained her life and got up. Now she has forgotten everything. All pangs of separation have completely gone. But Krishna is still unconscious in his tortoise-like form. Seeing Krishna in this condition, Srimati Radhika gave direction to her Priya Sakhi, Vishakha.
Please, help Krishna.
And Vishakha knows what medicine to apply. In a very sweet voice, she started to chant the name into the ears of Krishna.
Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Shri Radhe.
Hearing this, Krishna regained his consciousness and opened his eyes. Krishna looked at Radharani, and Radharani looked at Shyamasundar, Krishna. Eye to eye union. Then everyone forgot the past condition. Where is Dwarka? Where are Krishna's pangs of separation? And where is Srimati Radharani's viraha? All these things have gone now. This is the union of Radha and Krishna in Niduvan Kunj. Niduvan Kunj is where Nisha Lila, the night pastimes of Radha and Krishna, take place. So the Sakhis arranged a nice bed, and Radha and Krishna spent the night together. Then Brahma Muhurta came, 4 a.m. A cuckoo bird produced a very nice sound, coo, coo, indicating that dawn had come. Get up, get up, Radha and Krishna, get up. The divine couple awoke. Krishna is standing in his threefold bending form, Shyamasundar Tribhanga. He is dressed in a yellow dhoti with a peacock feather in his hair. Krishna is playing on his flute, producing sweet sounds. And on his left side stands Radharani, dressed in a blue sari. Lalita Sundari is offering Pancha Pradeep Artik. Vishakha is singing nice kirtan of the union of Radha and Krishna, Yugala Mahima Kirtan. Some other Sakhis are playing Mridanga, some Kartals, and others are playing the Veena. Mangal Artik is going on, such beautiful nectarian union after separation. Krishna is casting his glance at Radharani, and through her eyes, Radharani is drinking the sweet honey coming from the lotus-like face of Krishna. Both of them are sitting on an effulgent jeweled throne, Divya Ratna Singhasan. In a very sweet voice, Krishna says, "Where is viraha? Where is separation? There is no separation, Radhe. In Tattva, there is no separation at all. I am always with you in Brajabhumi. This viraha is the topmost platform of prema, loving affairs. If there had not been viraha, then this prema would have met an untimely death, a kala mrityu. Therefore, viraha keeps prema alive. Radhe, your love for me is like a very deep ocean. In order to reach such an ocean and to drown in that deep ocean, I have assumed this form, Jagannath. In this form, I will stay eternally in Sri Kshetra." This is Jagannath Vigraha, Radha Viraha Vidura. Krishna, feeling intense separation from Radha, in the form of a log of wood, he is floating in the ocean of Radha Bhav, which is in the heart of Srimati Radharani. "And when I appear again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming your sentiment and complexion, I will also stay in Jagannath Puri Dham." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura, and Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidura. Two crying forms are in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, crying for Krishna. And Jagannath is Krishna, crying for Radharani. Then Krishna told Radha, "My brother Balaram and my sister Subhadra helped me come to Brajabhumi so that we could be united. Therefore, I will also take them with me in these forms they assumed upon coming to Brajabhumi. In these forms, we three shall stay eternally in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri Dham." Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are three logs of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Prem. Nothing else. This is Tattva. Daru Brahma Murti Nitya Prakartita. So I'll assume the form known as Daru Brahma, because this murti will be carved from neem wood. Eternally, I will reside in Sri Kshetra, Nilachala. And my form is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I will go there and experience Virahantaka Milan, union after separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and stayed there in Sri Kshetra because Jagannath is Krishna, feeling the pangs of separation from Radha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani. When Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, Jagannath shows him his Shyam Sundar form. And when Jagannath sees Mahaprabhu, he sees Radha. That is the reunion of Radha and Krishna. Rasa Raja Mahabhava Eka Tanu Hoy Nama Sankirtana Rase Jagat Matahiya. Then Krishna said, "To those jivas who are very fortunate, I will give the opportunity to relish this prema ras through Sankirtan. They will relish the mellow of Gaur Kirtan ras, and all these Vraj Gopas and Gopis will be Parikaras, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the combined form of Radha and Krishna." So this is why Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra reside eternally in Jagannath Puri Dham, and why they have appeared in the form of Daru Brahma, three logs of wood floating in the ocean of Radha Prema.